and welcome back to Kidman Talk. This is Carl Bastian from Kidology.org, and as always, I so enjoy spending this time with you on the podcast. Thank you for taking some time to join me. Today, I am beginning a three-part series because I'm so excited about what I want to share with you, but I want to break it down into some digestible moments. I've got some declassified information. I'm going to be sharing with you secrets of great kid communicators, and I've got 10 doozies for you that if you do these things, you'll become the cream of the crop and you'll become way more effective in your teaching. And I know you all want to be the best possible teachers. This podcast is brought to you by something brand new, something amazing, a new homeschool program you've got to check out if you are homeschooling or considering homeschooling. It's called Homeschool Magnet. I'll tell you a little bit about that in just a little bit. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, sit back, chill, relax. Let's hang out a little bit together. I love spending this time with you talking Kidman right here, wherever you are. Here is wherever you are, right? On Kidman Talk. All right, thanks for spending a little time with me. Again, my name is Carl Bastian. If you're new to the podcast, be sure to hit subscribe or follow or hit and like, share. You know all that stuff. It helps encourage and equip others and helps make sure you don't miss an episode. You especially don't want to miss the next two episodes as I'm going to be going through in these three podcasts, this three-part series, 10 secrets to becoming a great kid communicator. You know, there's a difference between talking to kids and teaching kids. You've heard it said, you know, if no one's following you, you're not a leader. Well, if kids aren't learning, you're not a teacher. You may spend a lot of time taking care of them. They may be having fun. That's important. But if they're not learning, you're not teaching. And so I want to share with you some of the secrets I've learned over the years in how to be really effective teacher. But let me share with you quick a couple of really cool things I'm super excited about. I got all the way here to the podcast studio. I forgot to bring my mock-up copy of the Fungtastic Bible Activity Book, but I had a printout in my briefcase still of the Fungtastic Bible Activity Book. Now, it's not 8.5 by 11. It's actually a half size. This is just a printout. Maybe you caught my Facebook Live. I'll put it in the notes below. And so I'm not going to talk about it too long, but check that out. It is a template of a Bible activity book that we're using this year to print to give out to our families so they can give to the trick-or-treaters who come to their door. The back cover is all about our church and our kids' ministry and our Sunday morning experience, and it's a way to try to invite kids back to our church. We didn't make it fall or Halloween themed because we want to use it for our visitors. We want to use it. I mean, I'm going to be carrying these around, so when I even go out to a restaurant, I can pass them out to kids that I interact with. Sometimes I make a balloon animal. Now I'm going to have something cool to give them with a QR code back to the church, and that's the deal. The back cover of this book is customizable for your church. So go to kidology.org/activity book. You can learn all about it. I've embedded the longer Facebook Live video where I describe it. I show the prototype. Mine are at the printer right now. And the goal and the hope, the promise is we're going to have them by this Sunday to start giving out to our families. We've got two Sundays before Halloween, and I'm super excited to be passing those out. The other thing I want to make sure you don't miss out on, if you're not familiar with the Great Adventure cards, those are the Bible training cards that we have on Kidology. My garage is full of them. I'm trying to get rid of them. I don't know that we're going to reprint them, all right? So if you like those, you may want to take advantage of the coupon code for 50% off to get some of those Great Adventure cards. And you can give those out at Halloween to trick-or-treaters as well or on Sunday mornings. Right now, 50% off. To get that code, it's really easy. Just go to the homepage of Kidology. You'll see that scrolling banners at the top and just either click through them or wait until you see Great Adventure cards. There's a coupon code there for 50% off. Now, I know some of you are watching the podcast months from now. I love that people listen to the podcast. My goal is always to make them timeless. where a year from now, 10 years from now, maybe even 100 years from now, people are still listening. Because wait, hey, secrets of effective and great kid communicators, that's going to be relevant 50 years from now, right? So you're going, hey man, come on, man. I can't use that coupon code. And the only people watching right now are going to know what come on, man is all about, because that is current events. But tell you what, if you're in a small church or there's a financial issue, you know, you just contact support. You say, hey, I was listening to Carl's podcast from way back in October 2020, and he said, if I email you, you'll make a coupon code for me. We would love to do that. We love to bless small churches. That's what Kidology is all about, equipping and encouraging those in children's ministry. And we'll make a coupon code just for you if it is not October 2020 when you are listening to this, all right? And if you want coupon codes, you got to be in our Kidology Facebook group, all right? That's an exclusive group. There's lots of discussion groups for children's ministry. I'm in all of them. The Kidology group is unique because, yes, you can ask all those generic, general questions, but that's where I post stuff that's exclusive to our Kidology family. So just go to kidology.org/facegroup, and that will redirect you to our Facebook group. That's just the quickest way to get there, and that's where you'll find all those kind of exclusive deals. So we're going to talk about secrets of great kid communicators today, but you might be trying to communicate to the kids that live in your house. 2020 has been a crazy year. A lot of you are new to homeschooling and having to take your kids online. Well, there's a brand new ministry. It's brought to you by the same folks who do ServeHQ. So maybe you're familiar with Trained Up and Huddle Up and their new follow-up thing. I talked about that on the last podcast. They have just launched a homeschool ministry. They're already taking on a waiting list for families to be a part of their new homeschool program, and it is called Homeschool Magnet, all right? And you'll definitely want to check that out. It's easy. You just go to homeschoolmagnet.com. If you're a teacher and you're interested in being a part of this growing homeschool program, you can go to homeschoolmagnet.com/4-teachers and check out how you can actually become a part of this new venture. But Homeschool Magnet supports homeschool families by providing students with instruction from world-class credentialed teachers in a remote classroom with their peers. Parents choose the best teachers for each student based on values and teaching approach to ensure that every child is receiving exactly the education they desire. This puts you, as the parent, in full control of your child's education without the daily responsibilities of lesson planning, pre-learning, teaching, tutoring, and grading. All right? Each student will receive instruction in four core subject areas of math, English, language, arts, science, and social studies. Parents ultimately have the freedom to involve their students in as much or as little of the learning as they prefer based on each student's learning goals. All right? So other online schools exist, but Homeschool Magnet is unique. Even though Homeschool Magnet includes a robust online learning environment, each student works from a real physical learning materials guided by video instruction from their teachers. All right, this approach is similar to most remote college learning formats and will help prepare students for secondary school, right? They have daily access to teachers. There's group settings so that there's a social dynamic as they can interact with other kids. They can also get some one-on-one coaching. Parents can interact with the teachers so that they can learn about how their kid's doing and how they can best help their kids. So to learn more, go to homeschoolmagnet.com and learn more about it. So today, thank you, Homeschool Magnet, for your support of Kidmin Talk. So it's time to Kidmin Talk, to talk about Kidmin. Let's talk about the first three secrets to great kid communicators. Because remember, talking to kids does not equal teaching. So I'm gonna tease you today with the first three. The first one, ready? Now you can write this down or you can go to the show notes. You always just go to kidology.org/Kidmin Talk and whatever the number is. And this is number 145. And you can download my notes and you'll have it. Number one is start with a bang. Say that with me. Start with a bang. You're driving down the road. You're in the kitchen doing dishes. You're in your office. Just yell it out. Start with a bang. All right? Man, so many times I see teachers come up on stage. It's time to start. And it's this low gear thing. We're like, hey, kids. All right, everybody in your seats. All right, Billy, come over here. Susie, put that away. Put your stuff under your chairs. All right. Hi, I'm glad you're all here. I hope you had a good week this week. I had kind of a crazy week. I tell a little about the week. And if it's anyone here first time, glad you're here. And yeah, we're going to have so much fun today. We got a plan, a good, great lesson planned today. You know, we're going to do this one thing, but I couldn't find the one thing I needed, so we won't be doing that one thing. And like already the unspoken response of the audience is, this is going to be lame. All right. You have to understand, whether you're preaching in big church or children's church, your audience is deciding whether to listen to you within the first minute that your teaching starts. Now, they're kids. They got to listen to you, right? They're in there. No, they don't have to. They have to sit there. They're stuck in there. They're prisoners. But they're deciding whether they're going to truly engage with you. All right. You do not want your classroom to represent a locomotive train that comes out of the station, chug, 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 chug. Now, you've got a great lesson planned, right? You're going to get up to speed, and you've got some great stuff that you want to do, and you know that by halfway through the lesson, chug, 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 you're going to be going, man. Steam's going to be going. Rock's going to be. You could go through a brick wall, but not till 30 minutes into your lesson. That doesn't work, all right? You want your lesson to be a racehorse, all right? You want those horses behind the gate, and when that bell goes or horn goes, never been to a horse race, not sure how it exactly starts, probably a bell rings. But when that gate goes up, bam, those horses, they come out of the gate, and the race is on. That's why we have countdown videos. You know what? Kidology's got over 50 countdown videos. That's why we have that. Just go to kidology.org/TBT crazy countdowns, Toy Box Tales crazy countdowns. That's why I created crazy countdowns for a whole year. You do the countdowns, you get to the end of the countdown, you count down, and then it's not like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, how's everybody doing today? I mean, that you missed the whole point of a countdown, all right? So you want to start with a bang, all right? You don't have to introduce yourself, they know who you are. All right, if you go to PastorCarl.com and you click on the parents, you go to the page where I've got some sermons online when I've been in big church, you'll notice I don't introduce myself even when I preach in big church. The first thing I say is not, hi, I'm Pastor Carl, I'm the kids pastor of High Point Church. Even when I teach to adults, I start out with a statement or a question or an illustration. I know in the first 30 seconds of preaching, they're like, it's the kids pastor, how good can he be, right? He's like, oh, he's out there with the children. I know I got to earn their respect and capture their attention immediately and say, no, this guy might be in with the kids' church most of the time, but he's worth listening to. I got to capture them. After I capture them, then I say, my name is Carl Bash, and I'm the kids' pastor here at High Point Church. I get that in there for the guests, but I don't start with that because ultimately that doesn't matter. I'm not important. Who I am is not important. My name's not important. The Word of God is what's important. The message is what's important, right? It could be someone else teaching the same message, and it would be just as important, all right? I got to become less. He's got to become more. So starting out with me is not important. What's important is the message, all right? Not who's communicating it. So you want to start with a bang, all right? So when you're planning your lesson, you're looking at that big idea, that main point, that emphasis, you want to ask yourself, what can I do right out of the bag, right out of the gate to capture their attention? And sometimes it's a story, sometimes it's an object lesson, it might be a magic trick. You can start right with a drama. I know we always start with singing. You don't have to start with singing. You know, the one reason the late night comics, the late night shows start with comedy is because right off the bat, they want their audience laughing. They want their audience enjoying it, all right? They don't want them tuning out. So if their audience is laughing and having a good time, then they'll stick around for the interview, which is not as exciting. Or, you know, talk about a new book that came out or a movie that they're going to promote. That's why they're interviewing somebody. They start out with a bang. So you want to ask yourself, what can I do right out of the gate to capture and engage my audience, all right? So number one, start with a bang. And there's another benefit to this, all right? I hear the lament all the time, we can't start on time, the families are always late, you know, and it's not the kids' fault, right? You can't punish the kids because the parents like come late. The kids might be at blame at home, getting them ready to go out the door. But when you start on time, when you do something really cool at the beginning, and you start with a magic trick, or you start out with a game, or you start out with something fun right at the beginning, word will start to get out that you got to get on time. And you can start to have kids saying, "Mom, Dad, we got to get there on time. I don't want to miss Gus. I don't want to miss the game. I don't want to miss the magic trick." So you can do something fun at the beginning. And when you start on time, you'll start to train people that they need to be on time and get the word out. And they'll learn that they miss out on that. So start with a bang. Number two, this is one of my favorites. Actually, I think they're all my favorite, but this is one of my favorites. If they're all my favorite, it's still one of my favorites. But number two, plan surprises. All right, when, you know, surprises capture an audience. When something happens unexpected, it always gets everyone's attention. I mean, if the alarm goes off, if the lights go out, if there's a loud noise, right? We often think of these as being interruptions, right? Well, an interruption, you know, it often interrupts your lesson and distracts everybody. Well, why not flip that around and use it to your own advantage? So you can actually have something be surprising that you planned. Even a loud crashing backstage while you're talking and you're like, "What in the world was that?" And then a character comes bumbling out and you start talking to the character. It's a planned surprise, all right? When you're surprised, the kids' attention spikes, all right? And so you can plan where sirens go off and a secret agent comes in and delivers something to you. You can have a leader in the back of the room come running in. Carl, you won't believe what just happened or what I just heard on the radio. I've had leaders call me on my phone and I get a fake phone call and it's the president of the United States calling or it's the senior pastor calling. And all I need, I mean, I faked the whole call. I just need someone to actually ring my phone. And those like, "Oh, kids, oh, my phone, it's the pastor calling." And I can have so much fun with that. One time I was teaching on justification. I was doing a series on big words. And I was struggling to explain justification. And so my phone rings. And so I get my phone out. Oh, getting my phone out because I'm recording. And I get my phone out and I'm like, "Oh, it's the pastor." And so we planned this ahead of time. I said to my sound guys, "Hey, can you guys tap into to Big Church?" And I'm telling the story backwards. No, I said, "Oh, I wish I could explain this. It's so hard. I wish Pastor Dave could explain it." And I said, "I should call him." And they're like, yeah, "I can't call him. He's preaching right now. Call him. So I called my pastor, well, I pretended to call. And I said to the tech guy, can you tap into the service?" So he's like, "Oh yeah," they ran a cord out the wall, out the back door, and it was laying on the ground. And up on the screen goes my pastor preaching. And so I call him and he's looking at his phone and he stops preaching. "Hang on, everybody." And so I ask him how to explain justification. He says, "Just as if you never sinned." And then he hangs up, goes back to preaching. The kids went nuts because I had called the pastor during church and interrupted him. Well, of course, we pre-filmed that and just ran a videotape. And he was careful, wore the same tie on Sunday as when we filmed. And all the kids thought that I interrupted Big Church. And it was a big surprise. It was something that seemed unplanned. It seemed spontaneous. And of course, they couldn't believe it. Their parents, when they went to their parents after church, "Can you believe Pastor Carl called the Pastor Dave during the service?" And they're like, "Well, we didn't know. How could you not notice? Were you not paying attention?" So it was a ton of fun. But I've had people call me. I've had secret agents come in and say, "This came straight from the GOD. The GOD? Who's the GOD? What do you mean, who's the GOD? The Global Operations Director. Because that's what God is, right? And I've literally taken my lesson and ripped it up and tossed it and gotten the manila folder from the GOD and got out the lesson. Kids, I guess this is what we're doing the rest of the day. And the kids actually believe that I had a whole lesson planned that got ripped up and discarded for a new lesson. And they moved to the edge of their seats because my lesson got destroyed. And now we're going to do this lesson. If you have puppets, a puppet can come out and interrupt your lesson. We have an outpost theme. We're Colorado. We have an outdoor theme. I've got this Reggie Bear who comes out. And my friend Micah, who does Reggie Bear, he knows I don't go and get Reggie. Reggie comes out. I let him know, like, when about he's going to come out, what I'm going to teach about. He's got my notes. And sometimes he comes early, but I'd rather him come out too soon, because if there was something I still wanted to say, then I just say it to Reggie. Like, the kids aren't going to know. I don't go, Reggie, you're early. If Reggie comes late, sometimes I'm kind of, you know, still talking, but it rarely happens. But he just comes out. And sometimes he's just listening back there and go, Carl sounds like he's starting to repeat himself. Time for Reggie to come out. So he just comes out. You can have puppets interrupt you. And here's a big secret. Never announce things. Keep things on your toes. Years ago when I was young, when I was a little boy, I was a PK, preacher's kid. My dad used to take me to meetings at church. I went to elder meetings and deacon meetings, and I sat in the corner coloring, playing with cars, and I was under strict orders not to talk, don't say anything, but I was listening and learning. And I'm sure there was a few times where I was told to leave the room. Maybe they were talking about something really confidential, but most of the time it was just church business, planning. But I would listen, and on the way home, my dad and I would talk about the meeting and what did I observe and what did I learn. And someday I should write a book of the things I learned as my dad coached me through those meetings. So many lessons. But I remember one time they were discussing a big issue that many churches have. And that issue is, man, the services keep going over. You know, and people are late to lunch and they're late to the football game. And so they were discussing, you know, we could sing less songs. Maybe we could not take an offering, just put, you know, boxes in the back. That's a bad idea, right? We could, maybe pastor, you could preach shorter. And my dad, of course, didn't like that. So they were beating around all these ideas. And my dad very patiently listened to all these bad ideas because every element of the service is important, right? So there's really nothing you want to cut. And then my dad finally said, well, I have an idea. We could probably trim a good 5-10 minutes from the service. And they were like, what? What could it be if it's none of these things? And my dad said, how about we just stop announcing stuff? Like, what do you mean? He says, well, how about we just stop saying, and now Mrs. So-and-so is going to come up and sing. And now the deacons are going to come forward to collect the offering. And we all wait while the deacons come down the aisle. And now Pastor Bastian's going to come up and preach. And now so-and-so is going to come up and he said, why don't we just do it? Like, we look at this worship plan, whoever's next, just be ready and just do it. If we close in prayer, the song starts. And man, they did. They trimmed time from the service. And I've never forgotten that. Our kids' service, we try to get our worship leader, just start the song. Just sing the next song. Puppet, just come out. When we close in prayer after the offering, I just come out with Gus. And after Gus, so if we have dramas, the drama just comes out. Just do it. Just do it, if you know that video. So it's important to plan surprises. Don't announce anything. And just get to it. All right, you ready for the third one? All right, this will be our last one for today. And then you got to come back for part 2 and part 3 so you can get all 10 secrets for being a great kid communicator. I love this one. This one you might not like. It's going to be challenging. Number 1, start with a bang. Number 2, plan surprises. Number 3, you ready for it? Break the mold. Let me say that again. Break the mold. What in the world does break the mold is? What is the mold? The mold is however you usually do stuff. So only you know what your mold is, all right? Your mold is however you usually do stuff. And let me ask you this. If your kids can predict the flow of your service, it's time to break the mold. If they're like, well, usually, you know, Carl does a magic trick or an opening thing, and then we sing 2 songs, and we do offering, and then Gus comes out. You know, then we watch the video. Then there's the Bible story. Then he talks about the Bible story. You know, then there's Reggie the Bear comes out. And then we do the Bible verse. If they can predict the flow of your lesson, and that's more or less the typical flow of my lessons, then it's time to break the mold. And there's times that you just need to go, we're going to do something totally different. Like, we've done an art series where you get rid of the chairs and the kids are sitting around tables and they're doing creative arts while I walk around the room teaching. Sometimes we like to go outside. I've taken kids on the roof of the building to teach about Jesus and his friend and the guy with the friends that lowered them through the roof. All right. I've turned the whole room backwards. Sometimes you got to get into a different room. You got to ask yourself, what can I do that I've never done before or that's totally different? How can I totally discombobulate the kids this Sunday? Now, you don't do this every Sunday. All right. You don't want to have no mold. All right, you don't want the kids to be confused. Kids need consistency. They need predictability. There's the security that comes with that. The point is that effective kid communicators break the mold. Every now and then, they just do something totally different. You know, in the Kids Church handbook, Kidology handbook, one of my books, one of my early ones that still does really well, you can go to kidology.org/handbook. It's kind of the basics of the Kidology of philosophy of ministry and the basics of teaching. It's a great beginner book. I define in there the word fun. If you want to be fun, you got to be funny, unexpected, new. Anytime you're funny, of course you're fun. Anytime you do something unexpected, that's fun to kids. Anytime you do something new, right? And that's what breaking the mold is all about, all right? In fact, when you ask kids their best memories of Kids Church in the last year, they're going to remember the weeks where you broke the mold. They're not going to say, oh, yeah, I remember that third week in April when everything was like the second week of April and the fourth week of April. No, they're going to remember that so long summer party where you were outside doing sack races and parachutes. In fact, this November, we've been inside so much and COVID reopening, we've got back into a new mold, right? With the masks and the social distancing and everything, that we're going to go outside next month and we're going to call it Crazy Days because this has been a crazy year. And we're going to break the mold in November because I'm like, man, I'm just ready. We need to do something different because I've got something really exciting planned for December, which I'll be announcing soon. And so you can do it too, but I want to have that month in between to kind of break the mold. All right. So you can change your environment. You can change the room. You might have an amazing set. Some weeks you just got to cover it up and face the other way. Use the back wall. All right. Now let me talk about sets for a minute. Some people are jealous of other people's sets. They look at other churches and they got an amazing set. Sets are great, but you know what? Your kids only know their church. You can have, I was at a church where I had a set where a wealthy man in our church was very generous and donated $20,000 to build my dream set. And I love it. I miss it. It was amazing. I could tell you all about it. It's not worth the time. But let me tell you, after 2 years, it was just our set. And the kids, they didn't know any other set. That was just their church. The kids' pastor came after me, didn't even use it. It just became something in the room that they didn't even use because it was just a set. And even though when we did our Kidology University conference that I did, people would come and they would drool over the set, how amazing it was. But it just, to my kids, it was just our set. And there were times we had to like cover it up with burlap and turn it into mountains because kids are not impressed with the things that we think impress them. So you can make, I made sets out of cardboard in a mobile church that they were just as excited about as that fancy schmancy $20,000 set. I've got a set now, the Outpost, maybe you've seen pictures of it, that we spent $1,500 making with 2x4s and paneling, and it's cool. And we framed out for the TVs that we put in there. There were Walmart TVs, and it's really cool. I didn't have nearly the budget and a lot of volunteer hours to put it together, and it's cool. But you can change your environment. You can change the location. I remember one year, years ago, it was actually at the church where I had the fancy set. We had some water damage, and all of a sudden, I found out on a Saturday, I couldn't use my fancy room, my fancy set, couldn't use my lesson. I was like, what am I going to do? We had to go into the gymnasium. So Sunday morning, I'm going in the gymnasium going, what can I do in here? There's like nothing. It's like this barren room. I'm praying for creativity. All I see is a lift. I'm like, ooh, I got to do something with the lift. So I took my lift and I plugged it in. Okay, what can I do with this? Ooh, I could put something on the ceiling. So I went and printed out a smiley face about this big. And I went all the way up to the top of this big gymnasium. And I affixed this laminated smiley face to the ceiling. Came back down. Put the lift in the corner, put the curtains around it so the kids couldn't see it. And as the kids arrived for church that day, I had a big old jug of candy. And I told the kids, I have hidden a smiley face in this room. Somewhere in this room is a smiley face. Now, I didn't say what it looked like. I didn't say how big it was. I just said there's a smiley face. And anyone who finds the smiley face and brings it back to me, or not brings it back to me, tells me where it is, but don't point, don't tell anyone else, they get a piece of candy. So kids are running all over this gymnasium. They can't find it. They don't know if it's like I just drew one, if it was a little sticker. But one by one, a few kids would look up, and it was huge if they would just look up. And they would come to me and whisper, And I give them the candy, and some of them turn into false prophets. They're running around misleading everybody. But then after about 20 minutes, one little sweet kindergarten cutie little girl, she couldn't resist as she whispered in my ear, she pointed with her other hand. And that's when the gig was up, because once they saw her gesture, all the kids looked up, all 60 to 80 of them. They all saw, they all came running at me. I put the lid on the candy. Game's over, game's over. So they all sat down, and they're like, how'd you get it up there? So I used humor. I used, springs on my feet. I used a ladder. You know, finally, I pulled the lift out, moved them back, and I went up in the lift. I found out later there was actually support legs I was supposed to attach. But I taught my lesson from that lift with the kids laying on the floor. It felt like Jesus giving the Sermon on the Mount. It was the Sermon on the Lift. And I talked about how the world says that life is about pursuing happiness. Even in our founding documents in America, we have the pursuit of happiness, which I'm all for. We want to pursue happiness and life and liberty. But people look all on earth. They look all around here, and they don't find it. In fact, some of you were misleading each other, and there's people who will mislead you. But happiness is found by looking up. Well, if you visit the Village Church of Barrington in Illinois, and you go into the gymnasium, I'm pretty sure that smiley's still up there, because a few years ago when I visited, it was still there. So it's going on well over 10, 15 years that smiley's been on the ceiling. I don't know. They might have finally taken it down. But it was there for years. And some of these kids became teenagers, and then there'd be an event in the youth group would have, and some of the teenagers would see it, and they'd come back to me and go, hey, Carl, that Pastor Carl, that smiley's still on the ceiling of the gym. And I'd say, and what does that mean? I know, happiness is found by looking up. But they remembered. And why do they remember that lesson? Because I broke the mold that Sunday. Flooding in my cool kids' church room led to a break-the-mold lesson that they remember years and years later. The chances of them remembering my lesson that Sunday is probably nil, all right? But when you break the mold, they will remember things. So do something different. Do you know you don't have to worship at the beginning? Where does it say in the Bible you got to open with worship? You can end with worship. You can put worship right in the middle of the lesson. So try something that you have never done before. All right, if you've never done a puppet, try a puppet. If you've never done a magic trick, try a magic trick. Try an object lesson. All right, break the mold and do something different that you have never done before. And if you do that, you're going to end up finding that you are a much more effective teacher. Well, thanks for joining me here on Kidman Talk. Come back for the next episode, where I'm going to give you the next 4 secrets to being a great kid communicator. Because remember, talking is not teaching. All right, you're not a leader if no one's following. You're not a teacher if no one's learning. Be sure to check out our sponsor, school, homeschoolmagnet.com. If you are homeschooling or considering homeschooling, or if you'd like to be a teacher, check out that site as well. And again, thank you for your support of Kidology. When you join Kidology, you not only get access to thousands and thousands of helpful resources for your ministry, but you help support Kidology and our staff and our whole team in producing resources for you, like the activity book and all the other things. I'll see you next time. Thanks for watching.